dreamy.
Mike, go!
Wants a gal who's creamy.
Mike, go!
Wants a gal to call his own. Is she blonde? Is she tall? Is she dark? Is she small? Is she any kind of dreamboat at all? No matter, he's hers and hers alone.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
If you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he turned on the buzz saw.
And then, and then,
and then a long day dawn.
Talking Jones.
A long game, lonely, Lanky Jones.
Commercial came on, so I got up to get myself a snack. You should have seen what was going on by the time that I got back. Down in the old abandoned mine, Sweet Sue was a having fits. That villain said,
give me the deed to your ranch, I'll blow you all to bits.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he lit the fuse to the dynamite.
And then, and then,
and then a long day dawn. Talking Jones. Slow walking Jones.
Slow talking Jones.
A long day dawn.
Don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'm gonna throw you on the railroad track.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he threw on the railroad track.
And then
that train started coming.
And then, and then,
and then a long day dawn.
Talking Joe.
Along came lonely, Maggie Jones.
The Coasters doing Lieber and Stoller's Along Came Jones, and then Along Came Mike. Good evening. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. I am your ghost, Mike Gold. Tonight, we've got tons of music. Once again, overprogrammed like an idiot. We got the latest, newest release in English language from Pussy Riot. Still just about the best name for a rock band ever. I don't know what it is in Russian, but it's really a cool name. Maybe they're Honor Blackman fans. We got all kinds of great stuff. We always got all kinds of great stuff. This is the place for all kinds of great stuff. This is the place for kick-ass rock and blues. This is the place for Cheap Trick.
Yeah. Central Square Station interchange. Would you make up a lane? The conductor says, skin it, I need a nickel skin. Punches him in the brain. He ever returned? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unknown. Ride forever in the streets of Boston. He's a skin that'll never return. Now all night long, skin it rides through the station to get one. Then I go and see. Can't afford to buy track. Every day about a quarter past two. And through the open windows, yeah, Skinner, good night. As the train goes a-rumbling through. Did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unknown. Died forever in the streets of Boston. He's the Skinner who never returned. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how skinheads stole the train?
So what if I'm a dragon skin, you fucking fuck? Every time that fucking train.
Did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unknown. He's been right forever in the streets of Boston. It's a skinhead who never returned. But did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unknown.
Surprised, for it's a land unknown to man where fantasy is back. So if you time to journey to the center of the mind. Center of the mind.
Margarita told Tom, between thought and expression lies a lifetime. Situations evolve because of the weather, and no kinds of love are better than others. Oh, la di ta ta ta. Dirty French novel with the absurd courts of vulgar. And baby, some kinds of love possibilities are endless, and for me to miss one would seem to be groundless. Body time, time, time. Thank you. Oh, baby, some kinds of love. Some kinds of love. Marguerite told Tom, of course you're a bore, but in that you're not charming, cause a bore is a straight line that finds a wealth in the girl vision and a baby. Oh babe, some kind of love is a is a mistake. I hope there is a body. La 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 la. Body ta ta ta. Oh babe, put jelly on your shoulder. Let's do a trip. Let's do Fimos. And still makes your eyes noise. Put jelly on your shoulder. Lie down upon the carpet between thought and expression. Let us now kiss the culprit. Oh, lottie, ta ta ta.
Holds on, make it pretty. was such a pity. How she never known it, Mr. Walter Mitty. See my tailor, he's called Simon. I know it's going to fit. Say goodnight, please, with us, to all the boys in UB40. Are they here? Hey, come and sing with us, guys. UB40, yeah, boss. And say goodnight to all the boys in Madness. Oi, Madness, where's all them nutty boys? Where's the nutty boys? Sing it. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Where's Madness, Fred?
Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Where's Madness? Where's Madness? Sex and drugs and rock. John, sing. Say goodnight to the nutty boys.
And drugs and rock and roll. It's
sex
very good.
And drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. Sex,
Rocking hearty, me boys, we opened with Cheap Trick doing Magical Mystery Tour. I think that's a cover. I don't know who recorded it. It just sort of slips my mind, but I think that's a cover. We followed with Dropkick Murphy, Skinhead on the MTA. This show does give the Kingston Trio a bit of a run for their money, don't we? Yeah, I feel another one of those Tom Dooleys coming on, you know? The Amboy Dukes followed with Journey to the Center of Your Mind, Velvet Underground Live, which is more than you can say for a few members of the Velvet Underground. Some Kind of Love. We closed the set with Ian Dury and his friends. Well, some of his friends. I'm sure he had a lot of friends. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. That's what we're all about because we are...
Mike, go! Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
Early one morning the sun was shining, I was a lady in bed, wondering if she had changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks said that our lives together, she was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's spank wasn't good enough. I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Well, you know I paid some dues getting through. Tangled up in blue. Well, she was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of the jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove back cars as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Spit up on a dark set night, but for being it, it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. The Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted on down to New Orleans, where I happened to be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was all alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but you never escaped my mind, and I just grew tangled up in blue. Near the top of the spar, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face and the spotlight so clear. And later on, as the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair, said, "Don't I know your name?" I muttered something under my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, I felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Tangled up in blue.
lost my crown when it hit the ground with an almighty thud. I went to pick it up, but revealed my weaknesses to the crowd. When I lost my home, when I lost my throne to a successor, had far more expansive plans than I ever did. I abdicated. You're the last thing I want. I'd love to stay here. The last thing I want, I'd love to live here. And I sat in my castle and I waited on news from one final battle that we can afford to lose. And I whispered suddenly my greatest fears to anyone who would hear me. The last thing I want, I'd love to stay here. You're the last thing I want. Going to stay here.
Brothers and sisters, come hear my desperate tale. I speak of our friends of nature, trapped in the dirt like a jail. Vegetables live in oppression, served on our tables each night. This killing of veggies is madness. I say we take up the fight. Salads are only for murderers, coleslaw's a fascist regime. Don't think that they don't have feelings just 'cause a radish can't scream. I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skins being peeled,
having their insides revealed,
ridded and steamed with no mercy,
burning off calories.
How do you think that feels?
Bet it hurts really bad.
Carrot juice constitutes murder,
and that's a real crime.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Let my vegetables.
It's time
grow.
To stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as hell.
Let's
air.
Call a spade a spade.
Is a spade, is a spade, is a spade, is a spade.
I saw a man eating celery, so I beat him black and blue. If he ever touches a sprout again, I'll bite him clean in two. I'm a political prisoner, trapped in a windowless cage, 'cause I stopped the slaughter of turnips by killing five men in a rage.
I told the judge when he sentenced me, this is my finest hour. I'd kill those farmers again just to save one more cauliflower.
I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skins being peeled,
having their insides
grated and steamed with no mercy,
burning off calories.
How do you think that feels?
That it hurts really bad.
Carrot juice constitutes murder,
and that's a real crime.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Let my vegetables.
It's time to stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as hell.
Let's call a spade a spade. How low as people do we dare to stoop, making young broccolis bleed in the soup.
Untie your beans, uncage your tomatoes, let potted plants free, don't mash that potato.
Watching their skins being peeled,
baked in the stir fry are
grated and steamed with no mercy.
You fat gourmets,
how do you think that feels?
Leave them out in the
carrot
field.
Juice constitutes murder.
VH genocide.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Yes, your compost.
It's time to stop all this gardening.
Take the macrame.
Let's call a spade a spade is a spade.
Thank you.
settles old scores. Well, he kills in plain sight. We'll blade and smile.
Swab, heave ho the keel haul and lower the boom.
Did you say boom?
What's the matter, rabbit? When I say boom, I mean boom.
Oh, that's what I thought you said. Here's a boom, Doc.
Help! I need somebody, help! Not just anybody, help! You know, I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so selfish, oh. Now I find a change of mind, I've opened up the door.
So this is where he keeps the gunpowder.
Where are you, you scurvy varmint?
I'm down here, Doc.
I can't see you. It's dark in here.
I'll light a candle, Doc. Here you go.
Won't you please, please help me? And now my life has changed in so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure.
This pirate ship certainly has all the amenities. Just look at that cute little diving board.
This ain't no diving board, you land-loving, long-haired critter. Ain't you never heard of walking the plank?
Why, no. And how's about showing little old land-loving me how it works?
It's easy. Any fool can do it. You just walk to the end and keep on walking. Walk! Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me lower the lifeboat?
Blow it away.
Raise the lifeboat, raise it, raise it.
Sure thing. Hey, Doc. You got company.
What do you mean I got company? Get away from me, hammerhead halibut! No good low-down bushwhacking barracuda! Oh, won't you please, please help me? Help me! Help me!
On the pillow where my head used to lay, while the moonbeam would flick across your window pane. I'm on my way from you, don't know where I'm going.
Will you miss me? 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 Miss me when you go. Thank you.
across the land. Shadow cast in the heart of a mountain. The flame of desire burns bright as a star. Hear cry in the wind like a voice from afar. A stranger, don't know where I'm going.
Lost the light of God, and I spent 10 years out in sin. testify. Oh, testify before the Lord, and the Lord's gonna make you free. Oh, testify.
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 Oh, testify before the Lord, and the Lord's gonna set you free.
Come on in and talk.
Yep, every once in a while we get neurotically mellow. We open the set with Charlie Daniels Band doing Bob Dylan's Tangled Up in Blue. I really wanted to hear that song today. No idea why, and that's the version. Go figure. The second coolest named act on tonight's show, we were promised jetpacks. Yeah, that's why all the aging baby boomers like me are walking around forlorn. We never got our promised jetpacks. And not just the Jetsons, it goes well before that. Look at the Looney Tunes and stuff. I mean, you know, then they dressed up James Bond in one. James Bond had one. That was a million years ago. Where's my damn jetpack? I'm sorry. Maybe we'll have time for a rant later. A Mighty Thud was from We Were Promised Jetpacks, followed by the Arrogant Worms. Carrot juice is murder. I happen to believe that. I agree with these people. White Buffalo followed with The Matador, Yosemite Sam with Help. That's another cover. Maybe the same. I don't know. The Notting Hillbillies, Will You Miss Me? And we closed with a group I greatly miss, and they've been gone for a long, long time, although a few of the members are still around. Wilderness Road, Testify. We got Omer Dykes queued up. He's lost his howlers, but not his voice. Yeah, believe it or not, because I am.
Mike, go!
Splash!
Flush.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Back in my mind.
listen up, people. I've got something to say. So open up your ears and your mind and your hearts today. All I want you to do is respect me and respect the blues. Some people like blue, some like red. Some people only like sleeping on a full-size bed. Some people like chicken, some like beef. Some just like vegetables without any meat. Some people like new cars. Some like them used. And some people won't spend much no matter what they choose. People keep telling me I shouldn't sing the blues. 'Cause Tina, you sing a good R&B and a gospel tune. But I said, people, what you should do is respect me and respect the blues. Oh, yeah. Play me a little something now. Listen up. Some people like country. Some like to listen to jazz. Some even like to drink wine out of a regular glass. Some people like to wear flats. And some ladies like heels. And some people like taking medicine for all their ills. Some people like to eat out, and some like eating in. And some people like doing both every now and then. People keep telling me I shouldn't sing the blues. 'Cause you can sing a great R&B song and a gospel tune. I said, people, what you should do is respect me and respect the blues. Oh, yeah. Respect the blues, y'all.
Everybody, Yes, I do, baby.
The war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the seas. On the decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees.
Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the peril of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees.
Hey, find the German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hey, hit the decks, the running boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
The Hood found the Bismarck on that fatal day. The Bismarck started firing 50 miles away. We gotta sink the Bismarck, was the battle sound. But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down.
For six long days and weary nights, they tried to find her trail. Churchill told the people, put every ship a sail. Cause somewhere on that ocean, I know she's gotta be. We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea.
Hey, find the German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hey, hit the decks, the running boys, and spin those guns around.
And when we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
The fog was gone the seventh day, and they saw the morning sun. 10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck needed to run. The admiral of the British fleet said, turn those bows around. We found that German battleship, and we're gonna cut her down.
The British guns were aimed, and the shells were coming fast. The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. That mighty German battleship is just a memory. Sink the Bismarck was the battle cry that shook the seventh sea.
We found that German battleship was making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
We hit the decks, the running boys, and spun those guns around.
We found the mighty Bismarck, and then we cut her down.
We found
around, the German battleship was making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
We hit the next run and we spun those guns around.
We bombed the mighty Bismarck and then we cut her down.
Lose your mind. Oh, make a crazy one, I'm killing.
Of course, right now, the blues is not just a phenomenal form of music. It's the color you are if you live in about half of the United States of America right now. And a lot of the rest of the world, too. Don't feel left out, folks. We know you're blue, too. Opened with A Howler's List, Omar Dykes. Ooh, Baby, Hold Me, followed by Teeny Tucker, Respect Me and the Blues. I do, Teeny, and your father. Respect him, too. The Rolling Stones, Everybody Needs Somebody to Love. Yeah, I know, the Blues Brothers didn't invent that, nor did the Stones, for that matter. But since I got you thinking about the Blues Brothers, we followed with their version of Sink the Bismarck that was cut from the first movie. And we close the set with the Nighthawks, Stop Breaking Down. Good advice, no matter how you apply it. I told you we got that new Pussy Riot English language single coming up. We do. Let me grunt for a second and we'll play it for you.
Mike, go! Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine.
Get the Point Radio.
His become his death, the spark of the riot. That's the way his blessed to stay alive. It never leads to an end. It's never getting quiet. If it's not fair, my friend, make up your
through the night. You're kneeling over his body in the vestibule, praying for his life. Well, is it a gun? Is it a knife? Is it a wall? This is your life. It ain't no secret.
It ain't no secret.
It ain't no secret.
It ain't no secret.
A secret, my friend, can't kill just for living.
Thank you.
just wanna ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to tickle. I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die. Just wanna ride on my motorcycle. Late last night, the other day, I thought I'd go up and see Ray. So I went up and I saw Ray. There was only one thing Ray could say was, I don't want to tickle. Just want to ride my motorcycle. And I don't want. I'd rather ride on a motorcycle. And I don't want to die. I just want to ride my motorcycle. Everybody here ought to sing tonight. You don't have to sing. And if you're new here and you don't know the words, I would even rather that you didn't sing. But it's not one of those difficult songs. Quite simply, it goes, I don't want a pickle, just want to ride my motorcycle. And anything that rhymes after that is groovy, so you don't have too much to sweat tonight. We'll try it now. Four-part harmony. Here it is. I don't want a pickle, just want to ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to tickle, I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And it wasn't as enthusiastic as it should have been, though. Because of that lack of enthusiasm, I'm gonna have to tell you about how I wrote the song. And maybe you'll get more enthusiastic about it. Maybe you won't. It was about the time that I was riding my motorcycle, going down a mountain road at 150 miles an hour, playing my guitar. On one side of the mountain road, there was a mountain. And on the other side, there was nothing. There was a cliff in the air. You know, when you're going down a mountain road at 150 miles an hour, you gotta be very careful. Especially if you're playing a guitar. Especially if that guitar is an acoustic guitar. Because if it's an acoustic guitar, the wind pressure is greater on the box side than on the neck side. Because there's more guitar on the box side. I wasn't paying attention. Luckily, I didn't go into the mountain. I went over the cliff. I was going at 150 miles an hour sideways and 500 feet down at the same time. I knew it was the end. I looked down. I said, wow, some trip. I knew it was my last trip. And in my last remaining seconds in the world, I decided to write one last farewell song to the world. I put a new ink cartridge in my pen. Took out a piece of paper. I sat back and I thought a while. Then I started writing. I don't want a pickle. just want to ride on a motorcycle. I don't want to tickle, I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die, just want to ride my motorcycle. I knew that it wasn't the best song I ever wrote, but I didn't have time to change it. I was coming down mighty fast. But as you all know, and as fate would have it, I didn't die. I landed on the top of a police car, and he died. I drove away on the road that he was on. I came into town at a screaming 175 miles an hour, playing the motorcycle song. I came into town and jumped off my bike. The bike went around the corner by itself, went up on the stand by itself, turned itself off. I walked over to my friend. He was standing there eating pickles. I said, "Hi, what's happening?" He looked at me in the eye and said, "Nothing." You gotta sing it with that kind of enthusiasm. Like you just squashed a cop. I don't want to go. Just want to ride on the motorcycle.
Soundmen, hello to the door, and smoking out on the street. He can't comprehend the screaming. We've locked all the doors, and please understand, we've nailed down the latch, so meet our demands in the time that we permit. Just listen and comply. No cops, no cops, no cops, no cops. Just they might be giants. No cops, no cops, no cops, no cops. Just they might be giants.
Sick. I'm watching my TV, checking out the news until my eyeballs fail to see. I mean to say that every day is just another rotten mess, and when it's gonna change, my friend, is anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to prayer every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Wednesday I watched a riot, I seen the cops out on the street. Watched them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the whiskey passing round. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on your street would take a turn. They'll stomp and smash and bash and crash and slash and bust and burn. And I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Mm-hmm. I don't need it. Take your TV tube and eat it. And all that phony stuff on sports and all the unconfirmed reports. You know, I watch that rotten box until my head began to hurt. From checking out the way the newsmen say they get the dirt before the guys on channel so-and-so. And further they assert that any show they'll interrupt, they bring you news if it comes up. They say that if the place blows up, they will be the first to tell. Cause the boys they got downtown are working hard and doing swell. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they say that no one blabs it faster, their coverage can't be beat. And if another woman driver gets machine gun from a seat, they'll send some joker with a brownie and you'll see it all complete. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Hey, you know something, people? I'm not black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. These time you hear something would say, he wants to go and do you in, cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him, no matter if it's black or white, because he's out for blood tonight. To sit around at home and watch this thing again. But I'll bet there won't be many live to see it really end. Cause the fire in the street ain't like the fire in the heart. And in the eyes of all these people, don't you know that this could start on any street in any town, in any state, if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right. And if a million more agree, there ain't no great society as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. And unless your uncle owns the store, you know that five and every four just won't amount to nothing more. They'll watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son.
Pussy Riot's first English language release, I Can't Breathe. It's going to be interesting to see the response to that song. I think we're going to find out just how close America's far right is to Vladimir Putin after all. We followed with Bruce Springsteen's American Skin, Arlo Guthrie's The Motorcycle Song, They Might Be Giants, No Cops, and we closed with the classic from Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, Trouble Every Day. There is trouble every day, and we do reach out to the police to help us else with that? Now, they're not miracle workers. They can't really prevent crime. That's not possible. They can prevent crime within their own ranks, however. Yes, yes, I know. There's a law that says that we have to say every time we say, oh, no, no, it's really bad to choke a person to death or whatever, to say, well, most cops are okay. Well, sort of. I think most cops are good people, but they cover the bad ones, and they've got to stop. We have had this ridiculous outbreak for months of blue-on-black, blue-on-brown crime. And not just crime, but we're talking murder here. Well past time to put an end to it. Let's put the cops back out on the beat, make them responsible to the community, and make the community responsible to them. It's a two-way street. I know nobody likes to have, you know, their boss breathing down their neck all the time. Police are no different from any of the rest of us. Except they've got guns, and they've got truncheons, and they've got chokeholds. And when they lose it, somebody can die. Do we hold police to a higher standard? You bet your ass we do. And you bet your ass we should. Nobody drafts you into the police force. You're there for a reason. You're there to serve a purpose, an important purpose. Don't pollute it by supporting those bad apples. And that's the big rant for the week. Your opinion, as always, may differ. Mike Gold at GetThePointRadio.com. We'd love to hear from you. Honestly, we want to hear all kinds of stuff from you. What I just said, you got a feeling about it? Cool. Let us know. The music you like, you don't like, whatever you want, let us know. A quick follow-up to something we mentioned last week. Our friend, our dear friend, and program director, Scoutmaster Mike, he's back from the hospital. Boy, we're happy to see that. He's healthy and strong and lean and fit. Let's see how long that lasts. Until then, we're going to leave you with something that might just help you out if you've been having a difficult time in the bathroom. We will be back next week. Same batshit time, same batshit channel. This is Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind. This is GetThePointRadio.com. And this is Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Ladies and gentlemen, most people record songs about love, heartbreak, loneliness, being broke. Nobody's actually went out and recorded a song about real pain. The band and I have just returned from the General Hospital, where we caught a man in the right position. We named this song Constipation Blues. Let it go.
I feel all right. Yes, I begin to feel all right now. Splash! Yeah, I tell you, everything's gonna be all right. Splash! Flush.
Come to the end of another fun-filled episode of
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind.
He sure got some funny ideas about fun.
You bet my sweet ass.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
Get the Point Radio.